Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend, doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Steve Forbes, chairman, editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, former presidential candidate, author of Reviving America. That's one of his many books. How Capitalism Will Save Us, I think, is still my favorite. Steve, thanks again for being here. I think Reviving America is the new one. Is that right?
That's the latest one, yes.
And you've got a video. You've got a documentary out that I want you to remind people about.
It's a documentary called Money We Trust, and it's been on 300 public television stations, but it talks about the importance of trust and money going back to the invention of money and how it affected Athens, Britain, the United States. When money works, Jim, when money's trustworthy, we move ahead.
Yep.
When it isn't, when the politicians muck with it, we don't. And they can find the film. It's available online in moneywetrust.org. In moneywetrust.org, you can go to that site, punch the button, and by golly, you'll get a great documentary.
It's awesome, folks. Please check it out. You'll thank me later. And, of course, Steve is for doing it. Thank you, Steve, for your leadership in producing that. Steve, let's talk about a phenomenon that's going on right now that is still makes my head spin. After all these years, watching the movie of Venezuela, watching the movie of Cuba, heck, for that matter, watching the movie of Greece in the last 5 years, how is it that that anybody can claim in a major political party in America could be standing up for socialism? Steve, tell me what's going on. This seems like a sign of the apocalypse. What do you think?
Well, until the last couple of years, we had a decade of stagnation. And so you have these kids coming out of school and taught by many of the wrong-headed kind of teachers. And you have a lot of them with a lot of debt. And socialism is always portrayed as caring for people, trying to help people with health care. And markets are always portrayed, free markets, as inhuman, cold, profits before people, all that kind of nonsense. And social. What's wrong with being social? Socialism. They don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And when you cite North Korea and paradises like that, they say, oh, well, we'll do it differently. We'll do it better. But even when they cite Scandinavian Europe, it turns out they're not so socialistic as Bernie Sanders.
Even Sweden. A guy wrote an article recently in the Wall Street Journal, a Swede, who said, he said, when they say we want the Swedish type of socialism, he says we don't even have that anymore. We got rid of it. It almost took us down.
That's right. Sweden became a powerful, rich country under free enterprise, free market policies, tax, regulatory, and the like. And then they lost their way. And then they had to make drastic changes. By the way, Sweden allows school choice. Does Bernie Sanders advocate that? I don't think so.
No, he doesn't. That's right. Well, what do you think? Are they going to overplay their hand? I mean, at some point in time, they keep in the primary process, which they're in right now, the Democrats, in that process, they keep having to out-socialize them each other, banning everything and controlling everything and taxing everything. At some point in time, isn't the ultimate winner of that primary, the candidate, the nominee, isn't that person going to have so many sound bites of that kind of radical behavior that it will not serve them well in the election? What do you think?
That's right. And you saw a little taste of it the other night, Jim. Stephen Colbert had Elizabeth Warren on
yeah.
the show, and he pressed her about, is the middle class going to have higher taxes to pay for your health care nostrums? And she danced around it. She couldn't answer it. And then the left got mad at Colbert for being so mean to her by asking her how she's going to pay for this stuff.
Yeah.
But you look at Europe. They all have VAT, super sales taxes, 25%.
Right.
Do we want that 25% sales tax here? Payroll tax, it's 15% here. You look at your FICA and your pay stuff.
Right.
You want to triple the government take of that to 30, 40, 50%, which is what they have in Europe. And so, yeah, they're going to get hit with that.
In America, we need the Steve Forbes flat tax. He wrote a book on the topic. You got to find that book. We need the flat tax, don't we, Steve? Last thoughts.
You bet. And a family of four, simple, just junking the code, having a single rate family of four would pay no federal income tax on the first $52,800 of income. No tax on savings and no death taxes. Jim, we should be allowed to leave the world unmolested by the IRS.
I agree with you. Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen. Steve, thanks for 17 great years. Come back soon.
Look forward to it. Thank you, Jim. Keep up your great work.
Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.